This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
A new taqueria thinks it can entice the vegan curious. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The plant-based diet has become quite the fad over the last few years, with athletes and celebrities alike embracing the lifestyle, and environmentalists have touted the virtues of the diet for its lower impact on the planet. A new Logan Square restaurant wants to expand plant-based offerings to more Chicagoans. Don Bucio's Taqueria is the third restaurant by James Beard Award-nominated chef Rodolfo Cuadros, and he's here to tell us all about it. Now, chef, you're no stranger to a plant-based menu, but why Mexican food?
To be honest, I mean, one of the missions that we like set forth is to get to feed more people like me this kind of food because, you know, Latinos, we face a lot of health challenges with the, you know, amount of meat that we have eaten throughout the years and that, you know, like kind of cultures, you know, sets in front of us to eat. So health is a huge part of it. And, you know, through my wife, I found more and more about plant-based eating, and we've been trying to practice it a few days a week for about 12 years now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So that's a good amount of time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a chef the whole time, so I still do eat meat, but we try to limit that through, like, we usually try to do Monday through Thursday plant-based.
And few then days.
The weekend, we're able to get higher quality, you know, chicken, meat, or pork.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, you know, we look at it from plant-based perspective and environmental perspective.
And that's also a good way to ease into it too, right?
Yeah. I mean, at first, obviously, like anything, you know, is something different, but then you start finding the joys of eating vegetables and the joys of eating, you know, good quality meat. You know, I think the more we do this, the more you enjoy food, actually, because you get different textures at different days and different flavors.
Yeah, I love that. You've also said it's important to you that this restaurant be considered a Mexican restaurant first and plant-based second.
100%. Because, you know, we're you know, even though my nationality, I'm Colombian, you know, I partner up with a chef that worked with me for a long time. His name is Gustavo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
Gustavo
are really,
Ocampo.
Yeah, Gustavo Ocampo. We're really doing our best to create Mexican food that is cooked in a traditional way and that has all the right spices. We're just omitting meat, you know, like both of our plant-based restaurants. We don't want this to be thought as, you know, like we just want this to be as a good time going out and eating great food, regardless whether there's meat involved. You know, Bloom is just about, having great fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Bucio's is about having great just Mexican flavors with awesome handmade tortillas, you know, great music. We play a lot of cumbias. It's like we try to create a whole experience.
Yeah, I love that. You named this spot after a friend. Tell us about him.
Yeah, so Don Bucio is a gentleman that has been working with me since I got to Chicago, and he's just like this beautiful man. You know, he's just like happy and gracious. He's a little bit on the older side without kids, so we're just trying to hopefully build something that we can build a little retirement for him when he gets you know, too old to work. But he's also just a great inspiration through cooking and especially Mexican food. He's been 30 years in Chicago cooking at all sorts of restaurants.
So to clarify, is your restaurant's menu completely vegan?
It is 100% vegan.
Yeah, because I was curious because I saw some dishes that use coconut mozzarella, but also cream.
Yeah,
and that's typically cow's milk based.
No, coconut mozzarella is made literally from coconut milk and coconut fat. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you've been open now. It's been nearly 2 months. What kind of reception have you been seeing from the community?
Honestly, it's all been really positive. You know, it's all been great. I think when you get meat eaters that walk into the neighborhood without knowing what we're serving, sometimes they're a bit shocked. But, you know, we like to think about that we have them at the first bite. You know, like if we really followed every procedure that we set in place as far as creating, building flavors little by little, working on our textures, you know, they are usually amazed by the time they leave, you know. And it's really rewarding for us to see more and more Latinos come and eat this kind of food.
Yeah. I mean, let's go back to your partner, your business partner, Gustavo Ocampo, as we were talking about a moment ago. Is that what you had dreamed of together? I mean, you this idea was sparked. The two of you got to talking. It's now
for sure.
Here.
I mean, so when we opened Bloom, Gustavo was in another industry, and he came actually just to help me out. He had become 100% vegan for about 2 years, mm-hmm. and you know, since we had worked together, and he came to help me out as a sous chef opening Bloom, and he loved it so much, he just started playing around with, you know, every little ingredient that we had that was like Mexican flavored, and he just kept going on and playing around. So you know, when in that moment we said, all right, when we think we've gotten Bloom to a good place, the next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna do a Mexican restaurant, and that's where we're at now.
Yeah, on your website it says, quote, "We believe restaurants are more than a reflection of our current society. We believe that they are the trendsetters to how our culture is developed." It's a quote. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, in today's culture, eating is a huge part. Eating not only out but at home is a huge part of how we plan our days, our weeks, you know. So the more and more that we can introduce, healthy eating, conscious eating, spending your money with a cause, the more that we're helping shape culture for the future. You know, I always talk about this. My wife and I, our kids are doing plant-based 4 days a week, you know.
Okay.
When they have to switch because of whatever's going on in their environment, let's say they have to go 100% plant-based, they'll be ready. They'll be educated in it. You know, it won't be such a big shock to them.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and we are talking to James Beard award-nominated chef Rodolfo Cuadros about his newest restaurant, Don Bucio's Taqueria. It primarily serves vegetarian dishes, and Rodolfo is also the owner of Bloom Plant-Based Kitchen and Amaru in Wicker Park. So I want to talk some specifics. Tell us about some of the dishes on your menu at Don Bucio's, because I was drooling just by looking at the pictures on the website.
Some of the dishes that to me kind of stand out the most. Mm-hmm. One of them would be our milanesa, which is, rather than using, like, we do our best to not use any meat substitutes.
Okay.
So we're basically creating a milanese with nopales. That's a cactus. So it's a cactus pad. It's very commonly used in Mexican culture, more mm-hmm. as like a salad and cut up small. We treat it a little bit different. We cook it twice, and then we bread it so it gets nice and crispy,
yummy.
A lot of texture. And then obviously we put it inside some nice bolillo bread, some black beans, some avocado.
Yeah, I like the breads you guys use.
Yeah.
Looks
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, no, we thankfully we're partner up with Buttercrumb Bakery, and they do a great job for us. You know?
Tell me about this pozole rojo.
Yeah. That's actually Gustavo's recipe. Because, you know, he's a Mexican-American dude, and pozole, for a guy like that, it's like, you know, a very intimate thing. It's something mm-hmm. that he grew up eating with his family every weekend. They actually call it la cura, which means the cure. So it's like a hangover cure.
Oh, it's one of those. Yeah. It cures everything.
You're
sick, you have some pozole rojo.
For sure. So we do pozole for lunch and dinner only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because, again, the idea is that it's like a celebratory meal, an end of the week, or a cure for a hangover. We spent about 6 hours trying to make this broth and create, you know, build up all these flavors.
Yummy. Yeah, let's talk more about that. Tell us more about what you use for protein options in your dishes and the secret to, if you can share, to making them taste like typical, like non-plant-based options that we are probably more used to.
So I think a big misconception is that, like, you know, we only get protein from animal meat, and protein is literally in almost every single vegetable. The only thing is, in order for you guys for anyone to get complete proteins from vegetables, you have to eat root vegetables, legumes, and greens. And they all have to be pretty much eaten together around the same time in order to have complete proteins. So, you know, with that in mind, not only at Don Bucio's, but at Bloom, every dish that we design, we're trying to do that, mash up these three ingredients so you can get more than, you know, more protein than you would otherwise.
I got to ask you kind of a silly question, but I hear it a lot from people. They say that, you know, they've considered going vegetarian, but one thing that's stopping them is this concern that they're not going to get full after a meal. How do you make sure that your dishes aren't just tasty and flavorful, but filling?
Honestly, I don't think that's so. There's a difference between being full and being satisfied. You know, to me, once you're full, you've kind of taken, you know, a little bit too far. That's when you, like, you know, are done eating and you just have to, like, sit on the couch and not move.
I've heard that in general we are eating too much, like, in one sitting. Like, you're getting too full.
For sure. And, I mean, I think me, as long as probably everyone else, you're kind of guilty of that. But when you're eating plant-based, obviously you're eating a lower calorie count and you're eating healthier fats. So that helps you, you know. That helps you, like, I had a friend of mine that refers to eating too much meat as the meat sweats, you know? Like, you eat meat late at night, and then you're just hot in bed. That rarely happens. Like, for me, Monday through Thursday, that rarely happens.
You know?
Because no matter what I've eaten through the day, my body can digest it faster, and therefore I'm not, like, you know, either cold or hot based on what I've eaten.
Or just extremely tired. That's what happens to me. I'm fatigued sometimes after eating too much. I want to hear more about your background. You mentioned you are Colombian. I know that you got very early on, you started working at a restaurant in New York, right? How did that experience, you think, shape you and prepare you for this entrepreneurship here in Chicago?
I was born in New York, and my childhood was raised in Colombia. When I came to the U.S., I didn't speak English, so, you know, the easiest industry for me to work at, you know, because all my brothers were working, was the restaurant industry.
Right.
And for me, honestly, it's been a great journey because I've gotten to work with people from all different Latin American countries. And, you know, that created a passion for Latin American food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a progression throughout time. You know, I've worked with Argentinians, Mexicans, Colombians, Venezuelan, Puerto Ricans. You know, there's so much influence that Hispanics have in the restaurant industry that honestly, sometimes we don't even recognize it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's kind of cool that I've seen all of that and now I'm able to have my own impact, you know, and hopefully inspire some people to make little changes in their lives.
You know what else would be impactful? If you opened up a Colombian restaurant that happens to be vegetarian in the future.
I'm sure that would be.
Is that in your notebook at home somewhere? Is that a plan?
You know, right now I think I have enough.
Your
you
hands
know, right
are full.
Now, yeah, I'm just trying to. Right now I'm trying to make sure that, you know, our restaurants keep growing and doing well and that I'm able to have enough time for my wife and kids.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan. Rodolfo Cuadros is a James Beard Award-nominated chef and owner of Bloom Plant-Based Kitchen and Amaru in Wicker Park. His latest restaurant, Don Bucio's Taqueria, it opened earlier this year in Logan Square. Go check it out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This episode of Reset was produced by Brenda Ruiz, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Linnea Dominic. Hear more interviews with chefs from across Chicago by subscribing to our podcast. And when you do, be sure to leave us a rating and review. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the news live on WBEZ and NPR. The WBEZ stream sounds great in the kitchen on your smart speaker and anywhere on the WBEZ app. Listen every day.